QCU. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Are there any announcements, bulletins, or formal traffic for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag shoot portion. Tonight, we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, and then EchoLink, and then the RF section. So starting off with the pre-net check-ins, W4FCM, Fred and Traveler's Rest, and I4IEI, Isla Traveler's Rest, W2AMD, that's Andrew, Simpsonville, and K4XMR, Melvin and Prosperity. Next, we'd like to welcome KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. The net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KI4LJG, that's Robert in Marietta, and then KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville, and then KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville, and KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. And then we'd like to welcome K4ASW, Tony in Asheville, and KQ4JSK, and that's Kim in Asheville. Pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KN4RJN, that is John in Brown Summit, then W4DF, that's Don in Boiling Springs. Next, we'd like to welcome KJ4RQZ, that's Nathan in Greenville, then KX4MT, that's Michael in Pickens. And last, for the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome N4NLR, that is James in Greenville. So thanks for everybody for using that pre-net function, and hope you're having a good start to the year already. Let's check our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is AA4GH, Gus, calling from Punta Gorda, Florida. Happy New Year's to you all, and hope you're having a successful start to 2024. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome AA4GH, that is Gus, in Punta Gorda, Florida. Thanks for making the trip to check in tonight with us, Gus. And so far, I'm having a good new year, and hope you are too. Okay, now let's go to the RF section, tonight being Monday night. It is Echo through Hotel, E through H. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Checking it on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Duncan.
KB. And Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne in Ottawa, and I'll be in and out.
4JKV. Here, Duncan, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler. I will be negative and negative tonight, Duncan. Thanks.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed and Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
for JKV. K4HNR, that's Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo. This is Connor over here in Greenville. Happy New Year. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome K04HKX. That is Patrick in Penrose. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Patrick. Next, we'd like to welcome KQ4GIK. That is Wayne in Etowah. Hope everything's going good, Wayne. Thanks for checking in. And then KC4EZN, that is Harry and Candler. Happy New Year back to you, Harry. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Next, we'd like to welcome N4EDW, that's Ed in Brevard. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ed. And also, we'd like to welcome K4HNR, that's Connor in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Connor. Let's give another shout and see if anybody in the Echo Through Hotel group would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now let's move up to India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative, since 73 for each one of you.
KV, hope you're well. Please check in with K4, India Oscar Echo, seeing in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hope you and yours are having a wonderful start to the new year. We have no traffic, no comment.
4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That is James in Tuxedo. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, James. And then W4IOE. That is Sid in Fletcher. Good to hear from you tonight, Sid. Let's see. Anybody else? India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JV, this is K2LXD. Up here on Callahan Mountain, it's marsh, and we're negative and negative. Happy New Year, Duncan.
Control. Checking WW4JET, that's Whiskey 4, Juliet, Echo, Tango. It's Matthew over here in northern Pickens County by Table Rock. Happy New Year, folks, and we'll be negative and negative.
4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And we'd like to welcome Marsh and on Callahan Mountain. And Marsh, the call sign just kind of, I get the end. Could you give me your call sign one more time?
Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta. How copy?
I mixed that D with the P at the end, so I got you. K2XLD, Marsh in Callahan Mountain. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Marsh. Hope you're doing well. Now we'd like to welcome WW4JET. That is Matthew in northern Pickens County. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Matthew. Hope you're doing well. JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I think there might have been a station trying to break through, but you weren't quite making it. But while we're still here at India through Lima, let's see if there's any more stations that would like to check in. I through L, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo. Kilo 4. Juliet. Bravo. Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be out, but I'll be here for a comment. Hope everybody has had a good first day. 7-3.
Go 4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That is Larry. And he brings along Donna, KC4MFK, and they're in Greer. And I have you down for some comments, Larry, so we'll be back to you here in a little bit. All right, let's check our Echolink stations. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening. Good evening, Net Control. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no rag to you. And do want to wish Happy New Year to everyone on frequency.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome KA4PQA. That is Stephen in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Stephen. And we give you a Happy New Year right back at you. So far, so good. First day of the year. And glad we made it. And glad I get to kick off a new one. Okay, let's move down the alphabet. Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KO4JKV.
Control. Thing Duncan. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
KV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome KK4ONO. That is Lorena, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. And they're all down there in Piedmont. Happy New Year to y'all, and thanks for checking in. Then we'd like to welcome K4OIM. That is Walt in Inman. Good to hear you tonight, Walt, and I hope you're having a good Happy New Year. And, thanks for checking in. Let's see. Let's give one more shout. Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Now we'll move down the alphabet to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and Happy New Year to all. And I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV. Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. KK4TRJ, Bill and Cap'n. I'll be negative and negative.
KV. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta. My name's Larry, and also check in my wife Rhonda. Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra. We're in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Hope you and everyone's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
4JKV. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome N0TR. That is Tom in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Tom. Next up, we have KK4TRJ. That is Bill and Calpens. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Bill. And then KC4SKD. That is Larry. And he brings along Rhonda, K64AHS. And they're in Easley. Thanks for taking the time to check in tonight with us. Then we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That is Chris in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Chris. Let's see, one more call, Quebec through Tango. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKB.
This is KC4SKD. Rob's call is Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra.
4JKB with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for making that correction. I have run this call as KG4AHS. Is that correct?
Correct. That's okay. I call on that too. I sometimes make mistakes myself. Anyway, have a good evening, KC4SKD.
Oh, I will never stop making mistakes. Even though I've been a year at the post, and yep, sometimes I make some humdingers every single net. So thanks for coming back to me. Okay, let's see. Let's move on to, give me just a second here. Let's go to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Please check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on net.
KV. KA3WPP, Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa. It's Howard in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative. Happy New Year, all.
Before JKB with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome K4XB. That is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Tommy. And then KA3WPP, that is Howard in Piedmont. Thanks for taking the time to check in tonight with us, Howard. Okay, let's move on to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKB.
Control. Sir, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative, 73 to the net.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For JKV. And everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
No chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
N4AHO, that is Doug in Walhalla. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Doug. And then W4DJW, that's our net control manager, Dave in Greer. Hope all's well, Dave. Thanks for checking in tonight. And then we'd like to welcome KB2BYQ, that is Dave in Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Dave. And the next one, I believe, is Landon in Great Court, but there's a little noise on your signal there. I got KD2BRG. I'm not sure. If you're still out there, can you give me your call sign one more time?
Duncan, it's Kilo Delta 2, Bravo, November, Gulf. Glenn.
Before JKB with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We'd like to welcome KD2, BNG, that is Glenn in Great Court. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, and we'll be back to you for some comments here in a little bit. Then we'd like to welcome KN4CHY, that is Keith in Seneca. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Keith. Then we'd like to welcome KI4DOS, that is Gary, and he brings along his wife Joy, K3JOY, and they're in Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Gary. Hope you're having a good new year. And then the next station, there was a lot of noise on you there, so if you could come back with your call sign a couple times. I got NHB as a suffix, and I heard something about you're on 25 South, so that last mobile station, give it another try.
Yes, sir, Dr. Hicks. Hello, Quebec, 4, November Hotel, Bravo, 25 South. Daddy, just checking in, listening, enjoying. We'll be monitoring.
4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We'd like to welcome KQ4NHB. That is Danny. And he's mobile down there on 25, so be careful out there. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Hope you're having a good new year. Let's see. Anybody else? Alpha through Delta. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KO4JKV.
KKV. Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Emmett, and I'll be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome KO4CEF. That is Andrew and Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Andrew. Let's go all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKB. This is Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec. I don't see any. That's Simpsonville, South Carolina. And I'll be hanging around to the end, over.
W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
Kilo, Oscar, 4, Yankee, Kilo, Tango. KO4YKT, Mark and Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
K4QDU, Quebec, Delta Uniform, Randy and Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
4JKB with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome KO4CEF. That's Andrew and Inman. And I may have already read your name already. If I did, I apologize. Next, we'd like to welcome W4NTQ, that is Eddie in Simpsonville, and then W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylor's, and then KO4YKT, that is Mark and Inman, and then K4QDU, I think I got that as Walt and Greer. Did I get your name right?
Walt and Greer, K4QDU, thanks.
So welcome all y'all to the net tonight. Thanks for checking in. Hope you're all having a good beginning of the year. Let's give another call out to all the way through the alphabet. Any stations, Alpha through Zulu, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KO4JKV. So this is KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. Let's see. From the stump, we have KK4JBQ, Larry N. Greer. How you doing tonight, Larry?
KV, here is KK4JBQ. Well, I am fine and dandy. And it's good to hear you call the net, Duncan. I suppose, I should start with what my usual practice is on New Year's Day. That is taking a little bit of an inventory. And I don't mean those things. I can't keep track of things much anymore. I'll start with a complaint. I cannot remember in which toolbox I have what tool? Let me explain that. I need a tool. I know what it is. It's a certain screwdriver. A certain bit on the end of the screwdriver, you know. And I don't know where that thing is. I have 12 toolboxes. Some upstairs, some downstairs, some in the garage. And it could be in any of them. So here I go. This is important. You know, it's not something I can just go about my business. I am vexed by it. So I go rummaging through toolboxes, and they're each and every one like my wife says about her purse. She likes purses with little compartments in it. Otherwise, she says it's a big dump. You know, just dump everything in there. And when you want something, you have to dig all the way to the bottom, you know, and come back out. Maybe you'll find it. I don't know. I don't touch her purse, so that's what she tells me anyhow. And toolboxes are that way, don't you think? They're a big dump.
JBQ, this is KU4JKB with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Yeah, looks like your tool situation is a lot more complicated than mine. I have maybe a total of 3 different toolboxes. And the big one is usually for all the tools, drills, you know, hand tools and all that stuff. But then I'll have like a large tackle box with, I don't know, soldering stuff, connectors and things like that. And then I'll have maybe another big box full of audio stuff. So yeah, things get mixed around. But usually if I get in a project to have a bunch of tools laying out, I try to put them back, but sometimes they just put them in a pile, and then by the end of the week or end of the month, I'll get around to putting them back in the right place. But yeah, I understand the struggle, if you will. So, but yeah, other than that, glad to be kicking off the new year as Running Net Control, and this year's flown by. This marks exactly 1 year for me running the net on Monday night. I started last January, and it doesn't seem to go really fast. It's gotten a little smoother, but still kind of hectic, all the same. So maybe after 2 years, it'll smooth out. But back to you, Larry. KK4JBQ, KU4JKB.
KK4JBQ, I suppose we're in a very big company, a very big group of folks who have collected tools over the years. Anyway, on to something a little more positive. I also take inventory of friends that I've lost. And that can be, you know, due to anything, like I lost them because they're no longer on the earth. I lost them because I was not a good friend. I lost them because I lost their phone number and can't find it or something, you know. And or I found a new friend. That's the upside. And a bunch of those have come along. Old calls. We gained a lot of new hands this year, and some of them. Marvelous people, maybe all of them. It's always kind of a joy. And while I'm here, one ham that I'd like to reference in particular, let's see, K4, maybe it's W4, that's what it is. W4NTQ. That's Eddie. And I know Eddie's probably listening. The reason I regard Eddie so highly is because he is a long-lasting soul. He really is. Celebrated 99 this year. And, I don't imagine I'll see that year with my own eyes. But I'm just so tickled every time an older person enters my life, you know. I got a real soft spot for people who have lasted a long time, seen a lot, dealt with a lot. And Eddie's been a ham for 75 years. That's a golden anniversary. I used to be a jeweler, so I had to memorize all of those, you know, silver, paper, gold, diamond, those kind of things. How many years does that mean? Well, 75 years is a golden anniversary. What must it be like? The stuff that Eddie has seen. Hats off to you. I'll just take my hat off here. Hats off to you, Eddie. So, I remember my family, those who have gone before me, and that's most all of them, and those that are still left. I still have two aunts left, one on my daddy's side and one on my mama's side. I'm still in touch with them. I will call them both tomorrow. I didn't want to interrupt them during the holidays, so we still send Christmas cards to one another, and they still, from time to time, tell me things about the family that, you know, I didn't know anything about. They're not secrets as such, but things that my mom and dad didn't choose to tell me. And those little revelations, they're worth the phone call, I'll tell you. Oh, well. Anyway, otherwise, it's been a slow day here. And I've enjoyed living this day. It's not every day I can say that, but this is a special day, the beginning of a new year, and I've enjoyed being here. KK4 JBQ.
JBQ, KO4 JKB with the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Well, thanks for sharing those kind thoughts, Larry, and it gives me pause to think I should probably do the same. Take stock in friends I might need to catch up with, and also family members as well, as we start this new year. So that's definitely something to think about, and also a better way to manage my tools.
Now, if you've done either one of those, or, oh, my goodness, both of them, it's been worth the QSO, for sure. And for those people I haven't been in touch with yet, I'm coming. This is KK4JBQ. I'll turn it back to you, Duncan. Thank you again for calling the net. I always enjoy your nets. I do. And thank you for being here tonight, bringing us together. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
KBQ, this is KU4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I think we might have doubled with each other just there, Larry. But yeah, thanks again. Always enjoy you on the Ragtube portion. So have a good week, and we'll see you next time. All right, let's see if there's any last-minute check-ins. Check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call KU4JKV. 4JKB with the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. I guess that's it for check-ins for now. So let's check with KD2BNG, Glenn in Gray Court. How you doing tonight, Glenn?
KB, KD2BNG. Good evening, Duncan. I guess I've survived another year. Yeah, you know, I hope Larry, KQ4JQBQ, gets his tool sorted problem. His tool case problem sorted out. And thanks again for an uplifting message for the new year. And, you know, unfortunately, this is not going to be one of those. I know this is a time of optimism, a time of looking forward, a time to thinking, you know, what's going to be great this year that wasn't so great next year. But, quite frankly, I don't see a lot going on in the world that fills me with a lot of optimism. Hold on, break. Well, this is not the year that we act decisively to prevent catastrophic climate change to this planet. I just don't see the political will. We're moving sort of in the right direction. We're not moving fast enough. We're going to see, till the end of the century, a runaway cycle of hotter summers, colder winters, climate refugees, crop failures. There was a heat wave in Europe, the heat wave this past year in Europe and the Americas and Asia, which actually killed hundreds of people, maybe thousands, is going to be repeated for the future. I don't think we're at a tipping point, and we're not on the wrong end of the tipping point. I don't think we're going to solve it this year, and I don't think there's very, very many more years left. And we basically ruined the planet for future generations that are going to basically look back on this era and curse us, their parents and grandparents. If there still is anyone still out there, because by the end of the century, I think the population is going to decline by probably about 3/4. They're just going to die out. The collapse of the human population. Great. Let's see. 2024 is not going to be the year we find world peace. What's been going on in, you have a major war that's been going on in Ukraine for almost the past 2 years. The devastating, horrible, ghastly war of attrition, war of genocide. The most horrible thing since the Second World War, the most horrible refugee crisis since then. Death, destruction, bombing, strafing on a massive scale. All to glorify the ego of one madman. And yes, the rest of the world has stepped up, but quite frankly, they're getting war fatigue. And I don't see that. It's going to go on and on and on and on forever. I don't see the Middle East is getting any better. We now have what's shaping up to be another major war, the Hamas and Israel. Sooner or later, it may involve an escalation of that conflict. So 2024 is, I can go on about that, but 2024 is not the year we find world peace. Great. Lastly, and probably most importantly, this year is not the year that we stem the rising tide of fascism, both here and abroad. You probably don't know my background, Duncan. My dad was a historian. He taught history in CCNY in, the 40s, early 50s. And he lived through a lot of the most horrible period in human history, which I basically see as being repeated. We have this, in this country, we have this megalomaniac fascist madman who, in spite of almost destroying the country the first time, is now running as the front runner and likely winner of the 2024 presidential race. This, we were warned about this. We were warned about history. We were warned in the press. Who was it even recently? Liz Cheney, this otherwise diehard Republican, was warning us about this man and what's going to happen to this country. And he's even said what he's going to do to this country. He wants to use the Justice Department to jail people and prosecute people. He wants to... what did he say something about being a dictator on day one? He's openly embraced Nazi rhetoric, calling his political opponents vermin. Calling his political opponents vermin that need to be crushed. Where did we see that before in history? Where did we see the comment about immigrants are poisoning the blood. That poisoning the blood of the comments, where did that come from? So 2024 is going to see the reinstallation of this animal in office, and it's probably going to be the end of this country. We could stop it, or we thought we could stop it, but we couldn't. And, you know, don't get me started. No, we're not, as Cheney suggested, we're not sleepwalking toward fascism. We're running toward it with arms wide open. I don't even know what to say anymore. That this twice impeached, four-time indicted traitor, the guy who forcibly tried to overturn a fair election, the guy who stole classified documents, and who the hell knows what else he did in the White House. You know, wake up, American people. I don't know what the hell your problem is. And I know I'm supposed to not talk politics, but none of this is political.
Hold on.
Time out. This is, you know, I don't know. I'm reminded of a quote by, I'm trying to think who it is, Sir Edward Grey, who was the British foreign minister in 1914, right on the eve of World War I. And he said, what was the quote? The lights are going on. The lights are going off all across Europe. We will not see them lit again in our lifetime. And, you know, let's take that and expand it to the mod. Let's see, 2014 that would have been. Let's expand that, or 1914. Let's expand that for 2024. The lights are going off all over the world, and we're not going to see them lit again in our lifetime. So I know this is supposed to be an upbeat time of the year, but for me it isn't. And quite frankly, for what it's worth, this is also probably the year, not that I care, it'll probably become a silent key. I'm old. I have health problems. I'm sick. I'm infirm. I'm tired. Mostly I'm tired. I really, really, really don't want to deal with this world anymore. So, you know, let's just say this. If I saw someone in a black robe carrying a scythe coming toward me, I wouldn't at this point go across the street to avoid them. And I'm sorry, I know that this is supposed to be a happy speech for a happy, optimistic time of the year, but I should change that on the radio. But, you know, just not feeling it. And, but hey, to everyone else on the net, Happy New Year!
BNZ, this is KO4JKB with the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. Thanks for sharing all that with us, Glenn. And I know it seems like a big weight that you wanted to get off your chest, and I'm glad you're able to do that. And, yeah, I have a lot of friends that I follow the news quite a bit, and I have good close friends of mine who really, really follow the news, and they live it and breathe it. And then when we talk, you know, they have very passionate feelings, and that dominates our whole meeting and things like that. And, you know, I know that it's good for them because they can talk it out, the things that frustrate them. And there's a lot of things to be worried about. It's not a bed of roses, it looks, for this year. But let me let this drop for a second. Alone, feeling worried, maybe despondent even. But you're here, you're talking, and it is a new year. So I tell some of my friends to, if you can't change the big things, the big players in the world, you can change maybe the things around you. If you can change things in your immediate circle,
and maybe that'll spread out some way and have an effect more than getting upset with big things that are just hanging over your head. It does seem like the abyss, and I totally understand that, and I'm sorry you feel so bad. I hope that changes here soon. But like I said, I'm glad you could vent a little bit there. Anything else you'd like to share, Glenn? KD2BNG, KU4JKV.
No, Duncan, I think that was probably about it. Again, not to be Debbie Downer, but, we don't want to get into it now. Anyway, I got to, my arm hurts like hell. I don't know what I did to it. That's another thing I need is I still got to try to apply for Medicaid, but I can't. Because apparently, even though I haven't had an income in years, I make too much money. Well, you try to keep your spirits up, Duncan. And tell the rest of the net to do the same. Me is for myself, as I said, I'm at the point where in some way it no longer really matters to me, but I suppose I'll muddle through. Anyway, enough of my ranting. I'll let you tend to the rest of the net. KO4JKB, KD2BNG, I'll be clear.
BNG, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, thanks again, Glenn, for chiming in, and I'll definitely be thinking about you, and I'll be looking forward to you checking in with me next Monday. All right, let's see. Let's check for more check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments? Anyone would like to make a comment? Call KO4JKV or Net Control. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I believe we got everybody. So let's see. I want to say Happy New Year to everybody and thanks for checking in. Tomorrow night, your net controller will be Ariel. His call sign is NY4G, and he would appreciate it if you check in with him tomorrow. So let's see. Stand by for my net report. Try to check in. I had a lot of noise and some picket fencing going on. Only thing I got out of that was a November. Can you try to come back with it a couple times slow?
Yes, sir. Kilo, pull back. 4. November. Hotel Bravo. Copy better now.
Well, got it that time. KQ4NHV. And what's your name and location?
This is Daniel, on 25 South. The only thing I got to say about that comment from that call before, I was having a great night. I was truly having a great night when he got on. He's going to dump the plane somewhere. What just put us into a third world nation is bleak and dry. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but I don't believe this is the place to express something like this.
KU4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KQ4NHB. That's Daniel, 25 South. Thanks for getting back to me, Daniel. I heard you a lot better that time. And, yeah, I don't know. It's this time of year, I think, from Thanksgiving all the way to Valentine's Day. There's definitely something in the air. And, see, I understand where you're coming from, Daniel. That's totally understandable. I'm sure there's a lot of people that think the same way. And, I don't know what kind of comments are coming at me when I run the net, so I just roll with the punches. So far, Daniel, how is your new year?
Well, like I say, I was off to a fantastic night. Family's healthy. God has blessed us all. And I just hope that you and your family are good. I like to say hello to Gary out there. As a matter of fact, he was the first net controller once I got my text out on the call to him. Talked a good while about the dogs and why I'm training. I train him again. I don't want to call any conflict with anybody, but the time and place to express your opinion. I was feeling pretty doggone good until tonight, so any man needs to have a long talk with God. Get his heart right. The Bible says, judge not, and be not judged.
NHB, KO4JKB with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Well, that's understood, but don't let it ruin your night there. And, I'd give a shout out to Gary, too. When I first started checking into this net, Gary was one of the big voices that I heard, and I sometimes find myself kind of copying his style. I guess you just kind of go with what you're used to hearing, so I catch myself saying some of the same things Gary says. But thanks for checking in, and you be careful out there on the road, and hopefully you'll check in with me next Monday. Let's see if there's any more last-minute check-ins or comments. Call KO4JKV or Net Control. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for checking in, and I hope you have a good new year. And I will see you a week from today. Stand by for my net report. KO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now begin the repeater, return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.